אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות.
We are reading select excerpts from the sources on the topic of the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. We're on the subheading Days of Forgiving and Atonement of Sins, excerpt number 1 from Rabash.
קדימה.
ימי סליחות.
Okay, let's go.
קטע מספר 1.
Days of Forgiving and Atonement of Sins, excerpt number 1 from Rabash. The days of the 10 penitential days are called days of forgiving and atonement of sins. So a man will have every opportunity to join in the work of the Creator once more, even though he's been so remote from the work. And the essence of the work is prayer, since only by prayer can one exit the public domain and enter the domain of the single one. This is so because when it comes to prayers, great and small are equal. Moreover, one who feels one's lowness can offer a more genuine prayer from the bottom of the heart. For he knows about himself that he cannot deliver himself from the straight on his own.
Shelot en.
Questions? None. Yeah, what?
Rav, in the introduction to this topic, we know that there's the period of Elul, the month of Elul, which is also,
you
say, what's that preparation towards the process that Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah begin with? How does Elul connect to that topic?
First of all, it's all the days of repentance, the slichot, the prayers, the requests. It all belongs to this period of time where a person has to perform a calculation, how the year went by, how he was during this year, as much as he got closer to the upper force, to that form he was supposed to receive according to the plan of the Creator. That's it. That's all called the period of the slichot, of the days of forgiving and atonement. And here we discover how opposite we are of what we should be, as much as the Creator created that purposely, that we will see one thing through its oppositeness, that we will ask of Him, demand of Him, that He will correct us, and that we will be worthy to be close to Him. That's the whole matter of the month of Elul. Me for my beloved for me. Elul is initials for that sentence. And that's how we have to try and come closer. Yeah.
It felt that there needs to be some event or some preceding work that leads a person to make that introspection. He works all year long. What is that stage where a person begins to feel that he needs to make that change? What led him to that, to such a point?
I'd say the lights that shine on it from above. Man himself cannot wake up on his own and start judging himself in a new way. No?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rav. Hello, world. It's written, The main work is prayer, because only through prayer a person can exit the public domain and enter the domain of the single one. What is the meaning of the public domain to the domain of the single one?
That he starts checking himself how he was working throughout the year, as much as he changed from this Rosh Hashanah to the next one. That's how we check ourselves, and as much as we came close to the Creator.
So the work is personal, but before the whole system, before myself and the Creator, before the Ruthi, etc., etc., in the 10?
Yes, correct.
Kadima.
Come on.
Excerpt number 2. Rabash again. Why Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are regarded as good days, although they are judgment? Judgment relates primarily to the wholeness that appears on those times. There is fear of the outer ones, that one might come into self-reception in mind and heart. This is why we must increase the awakening for repentance. Repentance means returning the desire to receive into being a desire to bestow. By this, we return to adhesion with the upper source and are awarded eternal dvikut.
Again,
excerpt number 2. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, why are they regarded as good days, although they are judgment? Judgment relates primarily to the wholeness that appears on those times. There's a fear of the outer ones, that one might come into self-reception in mind and heart. This is why we must increase the awakening for repentance. Repentance means returning the desire to receive into being a desire to bestow. By this, we return to adhesion with the upper source and are awarded eternal dvikut, eternal adhesion.
Yes.
No.
What?
Rav Katov, v'yesh chashash lechetzoniim,
it is written that there is the fear of the external ones, or the outer ones, that one might come into self-reception in mind and heart. What does that mean?
That thoughts and desires awakened that belong to in order to receive. More?
Ken Dodi.
As
far as the root and branch during this time, what does that mean? Is it easier during this time to make these scrutinies? Or is there no connection whatsoever to this period specifically?
Yes, yes.
Yes. There is both. There's things that are that specifically awaken during Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and so on, but it can also be not because
it's
that time of year, but because there's a general awakening in the world, and the hearts of people awaken such forces, such a sensitivity, that people affect one another. There are these and there are those.
So during this time of the 10 days of repentance according to the calendar, how can we be assisted by this period? How can this help us advance more?
It is worth being more in inner thoughts about the corrections. Yeah?
Seder.
Okay.
יופי. כן.
Yeah.
אז לגבי הביאורים,
As far as these discernments, how does this take place? A man just needs to stand and think about all the year, what he did, what he didn't do, do calculations.
No, simply to be more sensitive on how you connect to friends and how that together you are directed towards the purpose of creation.
So simply do this in real time more.
Yeah. Come on.
We also have questions from the World Kli.
Questions from World Kli. Okay, we have Kiev 1.
Yes,
dear Rav, it's written here that we need to intensify, to increase the awakening for repentance.
Возбуждать себя и возбуждать остальных.
To awaken yourself and the others. To come closer to the Creator. To His nature of love, bestowal, connection. That's it.
А суд здесь, где здесь, в чем здесь суд?
And the judgment, where is the judgment here?
Я в этом нахожусь. Насколько я далек от этого?
You need to judge yourself. Where am I in this? How close or far am I in this?
Просить, молиться.
Question. If I feel that I'm far, what do I do with that?
Ask, pray.
תודה רבה, רב. ברשותך, רב.
Thank you very much, Rav. With your permission, Rav. The essence of the prayer, I understand the need, it's the way to advance us, the ten. Is this actually in addition to these three conditions of the aspects of the prayer? In addition to that, are we supposed to calibrate ourselves to the frequency of the Creator and then we're talking about the answering of the prayer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rav. So I'll continue the question of the friend. What is the answering of the prayer that's received?
That I guess you get an answer about it.
You get that answer on the spot?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't belong to one another. That depends on the Creator.
USA Norwest.
Can we view Ohosea or our connection as an amplification of Ohosea?
Otpam?
In the connection between us, we can create the reflected light, yes? If we are aimed to be together in the connection between us and towards the Creator. Okay, next.
Excerpt number 3. All the sins come only from the will to receive for himself. It follows that there is judgment on Malchut. Hence, we must repent to the extent that the Malchut will draw near to Zeranpin, which is called equivalence of form and Dvekut, adhesion. In other words, as Zeranpin gives, so will Malchut acquire such a correction, whereby repenting, when we say that henceforth all the actions will be in order to bestow, which is called mercy, rachamim, just like Zeranpin, it follows that repentance causes Malchut, who is called the quality of judgment prior to the correction, to become mercy or rachamim after the correction, like Zeranpin. By this we can interpret Return, O Israel, meaning that the repentance that a person should make is to make Malchut, who is called your God, the quality of judgment, become the Lord, which is mercy. This unification corrects all the corruptions that the iniquities caused, creating remoteness between the Creator and the Shekhinah. It follows that through this unification, all the iniquities have been atoned.
Clear, right? There's no nothing new here. Next.
Excerpt number 4. Before one comes to ask for forgiveness, he must first reflect on the core of the sin. Afterward, he can consider the sins that were caused by the core of the sin. One should know that the core of the sin with which one blemishes and from which all the sins extend is that one is not trying to have permanent faith. And only if he has partial faith, he settles for it. It is written in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot that if he had permanent faith, that faith would not let him sin. That is, he asks forgiveness from the Creator since he sees that the real reason for all the sins is that he lacks permanent faith. Therefore, he asks the Creator to give him that strength, meaning to have the ability to always have faith steadfast in his heart. Naturally, he will not come and commit sins and blemish the glory of the Creator.
Ken.
Yes.
Shalom, Moreh Kulam.
Hello, teacher, everyone. I didn't understand you earlier, teacher. You made from yourself a court and a trial, and you fell. This pomegranate, there's nothing inside. The grenade is nothing. Everything burns. The wood is burned. What are we doing? Why should you even let to continue the next year also?
A person is given permission to keep going from year after year, more and more and more, because it's not at once that he starts understanding and grasping and discovering the purpose of creation, the essence of creation, his purpose in life. That's why it takes time, day after day, week, a month, a year. That's how he advances. Even incarnations that we don't even know yet anything about them, they too gather into this.
I don't believe in myself. I know myself. You know, it's an ass, a donkey. Everything that your teacher wrote, he wrote for different people, not for me. I'm not. Rav, you're special. What's special? Come on, man, Rav. I'm talking to you really here. Rav, I'm talking to you seriously. And what are you special? From the bottom. I don't think so. I don't think of it that way. I don't think that way. I don't see your people that are worse than you. No. It's the bottom line, what you said, that they're not worse than me. But if not, where are the friends here? If it wasn't for the friend here, I don't know where I would be. Stop. So where would you be? What do you want? And they're not worse than you. The Creator collected you together so that you, in some form of connection that you don't feel yet, what form of connection, this special connection between you, for you to help one another, support one another, and thus rise more and more upwards towards Him. I'm operating against this. Rav, why are you operating against this? You're not operating. You're being operated. That's why you behave that way. Still, there is no action inside of you that you're operating yourself. Rav, but it's written about corrections. You said 5 minutes ago that all the time, not just 5 minutes, that we need to act here in corrections. And if you don't act in this, then you're
right,
blemishing
correct.
It.
So what?
My death is better than my life already for more than 2 months.
Oh.
Okay, I'm not judging right now and saying, each should measure. The, well, you're not operating towards this. Why should you be given if you're not working towards that direction?
Look. I guess that for the last, I'm older than you in about 50 or 70 years. And I'm telling you that all in all, we need to go through life and try throughout our life to bring ourselves to a more corrected state. If we won't have enough time in this life, we'll continue in the next life. It's not on us to determine that. That's determined from above. That's it. And be a bit more patient. There's nothing to do here. Everyone has nerves.
Nerves is despair. I just don't know what to do next already.
Despaired, why? Because it's coming quicker to you than others?
No, it's exactly the opposite of that. I'm talking about myself. I'm taking away from myself. I'm not talking about it. On the contrary, if it wasn't for them, there's friends here that if it wasn't for them, I really don't know where I would be now. For sure not here.
Yeah.
And I have no way to give back to them. I'm exploding from shame and anger and anxiety and stress.
No more than patience. Let the Creator work on you.
You said now you have to do sentencing and you judge yourself where you were all year long. I don't want to look backwards.
So don't look backwards. Only look at one thing. How can I advance towards connection with the others? That's it. More than that, we don't need it. Just to be more connected between us. And then we'll feel that to that extent, we come closer to the Creator. Everything will calm down and come to peace, to wholeness.
Can.
Yeah.
In the excerpt, he talks about the problem is that a person that suffices in partial faith, he doesn't have whole faith, and that's why he sins. Where is that necessity to not be happy with the little that he has and to actually have a deficiency and demand for complete faith?
That's how our nature, the records, awaken in us and demand implementation.
And from our behalf, how can we awaken these records of
through the connection between us, we can awaken the records all in us and everyone else.
בסדר.
אוקיי.
כן.
כן. שאדם בודק את עצמו כמה
הוא person examines how far he is from love and how close he is to love of others, which is the matter of to adhere to his measures. And yesterday you mentioned in the lesson that a person needs to dissolve and to be and the glue in the ten. And I wanted to ask, what does that mean to the glue in the ten?
That he connects everyone. He's concerned about connecting everyone.
Why is that the best role?
That is the best role, because by that he works as Moshe, Moses.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Whoever
came to Bnei Baruch has a longing in the heart for the corrected state, for love that will be before us.
Yeah.
What is that yearning? What is its source?
That's a reshimo, a record for the from the final correction that is pulling him back there.
How to increase that longing so it will torment us and will not calm us down ever?
You have to implement it. Come with that record into the group and try there to implement it, to realize it. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He says that faith in permanence, permanent faith is the solution for everything, for all the sins of the
world.
How to intensify that, increase that? What is faith, a permanent faith?
Permanent faith is that I want to be connected with the friends and the Creator in one force, in one system, without moving away from that.
There's a force that can cause that, really?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
I have here something.
Woman Latin 15.
Women Latin 15.
Hola, querido Rav. Hola, querido Sam.
Hello, dear Rav. Hola. Hello, dear friends. We have two questions today. One in relation.
Todos somos ese amigo. ¿Es correcto?
To the friend who said, if we're all that friend? Repeat yourself, it's not clear.
Repeat, please.
The friend from Petah Tikva, the friend from Petah Tikva, who said that he is the worst friend in the ten, what Yochai said. So, are we all that same friend, is that correct?
Well,
she's asking if it's correct that we are all that friend. We're all the worst, actually.
No, he was talking about himself. He was talking about himself. Okay. Do we have Dudi anything else to add? No. Okay. Yeah.
In
one picture of the ten, there's kind of all kinds of states. There's one that is the wicked of Israel. There's another that performs actions that he doesn't know that he's the wicked of Israel. There's one that's maybe Moshe. And you said to Neve earlier that I don't see like you, that there are all kinds of forms. And that every ten has some inner line that takes it, something that some spirit of its own that you can connect to.
And
that a person needs permanent faith. So I'm not talking about permanent faith. I'm talking about the fact that the 10, my faith in the 10 being connected, not to leave that point, that it has a line, it has this permanent spirit, and I want to nullify before that spirit all the time, so it won't stop.
Yeah.
So what is the exercise that I can do such that all of a sudden I see some friend that stands out this way or another? How do I balance this?
You are constantly concerned that everyone will be connected. Very simple. That we will all always be connected, that we're all gonna hug, that we're all gonna think of the center of the ten to be there. And when we come to it, we draw the Creator in there.
And in the efforts towards this, I can say that I'm constantly engaged in dealing with this. I'm making this place more permanent.
For sure. For sure.
Ravi is describing a state here in which if he has partial faith, he's already sufficed in that. What is partial faith and he's sufficed with that?
That if he has a bit of faith, so it's enough. He doesn't want to advance onward. There's states like that too.
Ken? He's describing it as our main, our core problem.
Yeah.
What is that?
That you don't want to advance anymore. Enough of that.
And then what? How do we get out of it? What's the solution?
The solution? To awaken the friends, and they will awaken you.
Tov. No.
Rav, you can feel from the lesson, a continuation to what a friend asked. When a person comes, he has a record from the final correction. He is drawn to the Torah. He wants light. He wants perfection. And then he's told, you have to work in the ten. He looks, everything is corporeality. Suddenly to work in the characteristics of people. It's kind of like there's these opposites. He feels the shattering that was, yes? And he is drawn towards perfection and he's being told, work in imperfection. How can a person combine these two parts and work with them together?
I have to see myself that I'm not in wholeness and I have nothing of the corrected state. But along with that, I need to yearn to be whole with everyone above reason. And in this way, advance. That's it.
Meaning completely opposite from the feeling that...
Yep. Okay, friends, understand we still have a lot of questions left. We will continue tomorrow. And for now,
announcements are scheduled for today, Monday, at 9.